After breaking off his relationship with Jane Asher, Paul tells Melody Maker that he'd love to produce an album for Elvis Presley. He said, "His albums haven't been produced very well, and as I'm a fan of his, I think I'd be able to produce him well." Police raid the Montague Square flat of master criminal John Lennon on October 18th. They find a small amount of marijuana and charge John with possession.
I was caught for possession, you know. It wasn't on my body, but it was in the house, and possession means you could be a pusher, you know, so you can just see John Lennon pushing drugs for a living, you know.
On November 1st, 1968, George Harrison's soundtrack album to the movie Wonderwall is released. The Wonderwall LP is the first solo endeavor by any Beatle, and the first album released on their much-heralded Apple label. Recorded in Bombay and London, all the music was written, arranged, and performed by George Harrison. There are a lot of Indian musicians, and again featuring the great sarod player Ashish Khan. There was a new photo of George taken by their old Hamburg friend Astrid inside. Textually, the music was fairly eclectic, and the melodies pretty. It wasn't a pop album, and it wasn't meant to be. First, here's a taste from the Bombay sessions. Now, here's something from the London session, featuring an old friend of the Beatles from Liverpool they had known as teenagers, guitarist Eddie Clayton. The second Apple album was released on the 11th of November and featured nude photos of John and Yoko on the cover. EMI refused to distribute the record, and the privilege went to Track Records, who put it out in a plain brown wrapper. John and Yoko had, up to this point, what you would call a platonic celibate relationship. One day, John's wife Cynthia decided to take a vacation in Spain. As John explained to Rolling Stone magazine, "I thought, now's the time if I'm ever going to get to know Yoko. She came to my house in Weybridge, and I didn't know what to do, so we went upstairs to my studio, and I played her all the tapes that I had made, all this far-out stuff and some electronic music. She was suitably impressed, and then she said, 'Let's make one ourselves.' So we made Two Virgins. It was midnight when we started the record. It was dawn when we finished, and then we made love. It was very beautiful." Paul is quoted on the album sleeve saying, "When two great saints meet, it is a humbling experience." The recordings were probably more suited for an art gallery than the top 100.
Paul, what did you think of John's cover?
It shocked me as much as it shocked him, as much as it shocked anyone. And I just said, "Well, you know, you're going to get in trouble doing that." And he said, "Well, I don't mind. I'd rather do it and get into trouble if I get into trouble." He said, "I don't even think I will." So I eventually came round to it, and I said, "Well, don't get yourself in trouble, son. Go ahead. I mean, I think it's a good thing now. Silly of me to try and protect John, you know."
The day after this album is released, a brighter light shines on Apple. It's reported that Hey Jude has sold 6 million copies worldwide. And on November 22nd, 1968, the Beatles release The Beatles Double Album, generally known as The White Album. The circumstances surrounding the creation of this record are not wholly positive. In the first place, the album was not conceived to be a double LP, but was filled out with songs which the Beatles themselves were not entirely happy about. However, they wanted to complete their record contract obligations, and that demanded two more LPs or one double album.
I think in a way it was a mistake doing four sides, because it's too big for people to really get into it.
During the sessions, the Beatles were not acting together as a team, but ended up as session men for each other's songs. George Martin found the disunity unpleasant and ended up producing only a few of the tracks.
They were getting further and further apart anyway. They were writing their own songs and tending to record their own songs. I was tending to record not a band of four, but three soloists who had three accompanists each time. And so that George would do his own thing and the others would join in, and a little more reluctantly than they used to. And Paul would do his own thing, and sometimes John wouldn't turn up, you know.
Another result of this disunity was that the individual personalities of John and Paul came through clearer than ever before, and some of the results were magnificent. The album was originally to be titled Music from a Doll's House, and would have consisted of songs from the soundtrack of a non-existent musical. Unfortunately, the group Family had already used the title on their first LP, so the album ended up as The Beatles. Writing in the London Observer, Tony Palmer wrote of the album a week before its release, "If there is any doubt that Lennon and McCartney are the greatest songwriters since Schubert, then next Friday, with the publication of the new Beatles double LP, should surely see the last vestiges of cultural snobbery and bourgeois prejudice swept away in a deluge of joyful music-making, which only the ignorant will not hear and only the deaf will not acknowledge." The album starts off with a Paul McCartney rocker, complete with mock Beach Boy backing chorus and a change in lineup. Paul plays lead guitar, George plays bass, and John plays six-string bass.